You're listening to His Time. It is Monday, June 22nd. Joining me in studio this morning, Gary Duncan. He's the Executive Director of Worldwide KFUO, the new Executive Director of Worldwide KFUO. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I am well. This is kind of a special treat for me. It's not every day that you get to talk to your boss about being the boss. It's nice to have you in studio, too, this morning. It's nice to have more folks here in the studio. Tell us, Gary, I want our listeners to learn a little bit more about Gary Duncan. Who is Gary Duncan? When did you first know that you would be, when did you first know you were interested in radio and broadcasting, that you might want to work in mm-hmm. that as a full-time career?
You know, it's kind of funny, Andy. When I got married right out of high school, and I was driving a delivery truck at the time, and I didn't, you know, when you're young mm-hmm. and you don't have a life plan, really, and you're wondering what you want to do other than drive the delivery truck, that there was nothing wrong with that, but I didn't really enjoy it, and I wanted to do something else. And
all those hours of listening to the radio in the truck, right?
Listen to the radio constantly in the truck. And I had a couple of different jobs back then. One was a coffee delivery truck, delivering coffee to businesses, coffee service. One was driving a lunch truck. The old, you don't see them very often anymore. They used to call them roach coaches or all kinds of names, but they were lunch trucks. The pickup truck fronts with the stainless steel back end where you open up the side and serve food out of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's not quite the food trucks like you see today where they're cooking on the trucks, but it had hot coffee and everything.
I see.
And one of my stops was Keishi, the radio station,
yeah.
Keishi 95. And I got to meet the disc jockeys there, and they took me into place and showed me the place. And they were just a great bunch of guys. And I realized, hey, these guys aren't any different than me. You kind of put, back then, DJs aren't as famous as they used to be, you know. But back then, you'd put DJs up on a pedestal, and you're like, hey, these guys are big shots. And you meet them, you're like, no, they're just me. They're just. So then yeah. I remembered that I used to play radio all the time as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, and I played records all the time. More than any of my other brothers, I'd listen to music and play records, and I thought, you know, I could do this. So married with two kids, I went to college, paid myself through college, and went to Maryville and Broadcast Center, and then my first radio job was down south in Tennessee.
So grew up here in the St. Louis area,
exactly.
and studied broadcasting here in the St. Louis area. Moved to Tennessee for your first broadcasting mm-hmm. job.
Loved it.
Tell us about it. What did you love about it? What was the format? What was it like, you know, your first day in the studio there?
Let's see. The format was country, and I never had a problem with country music. My dad loved country music, and my mom was more of, it's kind of like the Donny Osmond and what was Marie Osmond?
Yeah.
A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll of that day. My mom liked pop music. You know, she liked the 50s, 60s music, like the, you know, I call it the bubblegum 50s music.
And doo-wop, yeah.
Yeah, the doo-wop stuff. And my dad, of course, grew up down south and loved country music. So I had those formats that I grew up with. So I remember even in broadcast school, all my friends were like, I want to work for a rock station. I'm like, I don't care. I'd love to work for a country station. And so I went to Tennessee after school. I actually had two job offers. One was in Knobnostor, Missouri. Went up there and interviewed. And then I had the job interview in Tennessee. And it was so much more organized. And well, even though it was a small town, it seemed like it was run very professional. Excuse me, professionally. And I thought, well, if I'm going to learn this business, I need to go to a place that seems to have their act together. So I remember the first couple of days, you know, I walk in, I think I'm a big shot, I'm a DJ, and I'm gonna be a radio star and a big fish in a little pond. And one of the first things the boss said to me is, hey, by the way, you know, you're doing the afternoon shift. Your shift ends at 6 p.m. Office doors close at 5. So when you're done, I want you to clean the bathrooms, mop the kitchen floor or the lunchroom floor. And I'm like, huh, okay. I guess I'm not really a big shot after all.
It's very humbling. Huh?
And that's my philosophy since that day. I'm like, I'm not a big shot. I'm just a guy on the radio. It's a lot more important jobs out there than the guy on the radio. Sorry to tell you that, Andy.
Oh, I knew that a long time ago. When I started in radio almost 20 years ago.
You know, this is 30 years ago. This summer is my 30th anniversary in radio.
Wow. Well, so, happy anniversary.
Started in 1985.
Wow. How exciting. And what a big year now, serving as the executive director and general manager here at Worldwide KFUO. What have you learned from leaders along the way that you think has shaped your approach to broadcasting and what we're doing here at Worldwide KFUO? What are some of the key people that have really shaped your career as a broadcaster?
You know, I think I've learned from just about every job, and I feel that everything I've learned along the way has led me to this position. I've always, my dad told me a long time ago, if you do only what you're being paid for, you're being paid enough. So I always took the step to do more than I was being paid for, to learn more than I was being paid for. And I think that made me a much well-rounded broadcaster than many. Some people keep they do the same thing their whole career. I haven't. I've done on-air. I've done production manager, where I've produced spots and some of these radio programs that have been heard on stations all over the world. I've done what's called traffic, program logs and stuff, just a little bit of everything. I wanted to learn the whole picture. Mm-hmm. And so each job, as I moved along in my radio career, I've took on a new task or something. So I think that's all led me. Even though I'm not a pastor, I feel like I was called to KFUO. I felt that very first day. I do remember when Paul Clayton, who used to do the morning show, we worked at other stations together, and he called me one day. He said, "Hey, there's a job at KFUO to do some production." And I said, "KFUO, Classic 99. He said, "No, KFUO AM." I said, "What?" And, I said, "Well, I'm not doing much of anything else. I'll come here for a little while, and I've been here 20 years." But as far as managers, I've had a lot of good managers. I've had some bad. I think I probably learned more of what not to do from the bad ones than I have from what to do from the good ones. But I know the key thing is not to be, not to feel too big of yourself, you know, and just realize that you're just part of a team, no matter what your position is in the team. It takes every one of us. And that's what I appreciate about KFUO. We have a great team. And
takes you back to those first days in the studio in Tennessee when you come in and think that you're there to do something that really famous and, and a big man on campus, and then they hand you a toilet brush.
Yeah, you realize though that you're not any different than anybody else in the other job. It's just it's just a career choice. And when you realize you have a good team of people, you know, it's kind of humbling to be in this position where you're just part of the team, but you have different responsibilities. And,
and
you have to actually, I think you have to be more concerned about everybody else than yourself now, because as the leader of KFUO, it's just it's not a burden, but it is a big responsibility, and you're watching out for everybody else. I think that's one of my main tasks. It's just, it's not to make sure that everybody's doing their job, because we do have a good team. They are doing their jobs. It's just making sure that everybody's doing okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. We're talking with Gary Duncan, Executive Director of Worldwide KFUO. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll hear more about the team and hopes and plans for the future. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for Issues Etc. weekday afternoons from 3 to 5. Issues Etc. is a live call-in show with a twofold purpose. First, we defend and teach the truths rediscovered during the Reformation, grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. Second, we challenge today's postmodern culture with its unbiblical ideology.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO Radio.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations, and that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at KFUO.org.
You're listening to His Time on Monday, June 22nd. I'm Andy Bates. With me in studio this morning, Gary Duncan, the executive director of Worldwide KFUO. Before we went to break, Gary, we were talking about the team that is assembled here that, as you mentioned, that God has brought together, as just as you felt this as a calling to serve the Lord in the ministry and work of Worldwide KFUO. Tell us about the other people that He's brought together here and the uniqueness of each person. You know, what? How has God used those gifts and talents to make up this team here at Worldwide KFUO?
Now you're putting me on the spot, because you know the problem with this, Andy, is when you start talking about people, you could go on forever. And also the other problem is you could accidentally leave one out.
Sure.
First of all, I'd like to announce that we've had a couple of changes in the team leadership. We have a leadership team. Before it was Rod Zwanzer, myself as director of operations, Joni Harwell, director of development. Mm-hmm. Now that Rod has retired and I moved into his position, we have added yourself as director of programming.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, thanks.
So, folks, I just want to let you know that Andy is also our director of programming, or program director is what they call him in most radio stations.
In Radio Land.
Yeah. And Buzz Ulrich is director of operations and production. He's picked up a lot of my operation duties that I had before moving into this new position. So let's see. I mentioned you, Buzz. There's Joni, our director of development. Joni is an excellent people person, and she's retiring too, though, in the next year. So we have to find a really...
I'm still in denial.
Yeah, so am I. I keep begging her to stay a little bit longer, but people have been doing that for the last year and a half now. So I think she's about ready. Her husband finally retired last year, so she's about ready to go as well. But excellent development person.
She's been here, what, 25 years or something over?
At least 25 years with KFUO. She was here when I started, and again, I've been at KFUO over 20 years. So excellent people person, though. Mm-hmm. We used to call her cousin Joni for years. I call her our big sister now. Mm-hmm. She just seems like a big sister to all of us. And then there's Mary Schmidt that works with Joni. Mary is, she does all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. She does our website. She's our creative person that does logos and things. But primarily she does donor care, where she works with our donors every day. And there's Jenny, our main producer, who produces a variety of radio programs here, calls guests, and
if you're a pastor in the LCMS,
you know Jenny.
There's a good chance she's calling you to schedule you for his time for the daily lectionary study. Yeah,
yeah. Or Thy Strong Word, right, or something. She's just they're all great people, and she does a great job in her area as well. There's Kip, who has been here about 2 years, I think. Mm-hmm. Kip was retired. Looking for a position, had a lifelong radio career, not just radio, but he did magazine and other communication type jobs. Kip is our World Lutheran News Digest producer, host, does an excellent job there. He does weekend shifts, does production. And when I talk about production, listeners, I'm talking about, you know, producing audio you hear on KFUO. Mm-hmm. And let's see, I'm trying to think where I left off at. It was Kip and... Help me.
Sydney.
Sydney. Mm-hmm. She helps everybody.
Oh, yeah.
She's my assistant, but she really helps everybody. So there's Sydney. And then there's our engineer, Sam Caputa. Mm-hmm. Our what do you call a station voice when you hear that real deep voice? That's Mike Thompson, who does that work for us. And
Mark
Hawkinson. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Mark. Everybody loves Mark. And Mark does the Moments of Assurance weekdays. I think we get more letters from listeners on his show than any others. And we get a lot of letters, don't get me wrong. But I think he's winning the letter contest if we had one.
And he does, Jubilation? Or what does he do on the weekends? I believe that's...
He does Jubilation on Sunday afternoon. He does a 15-minute Moments of Assurance on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And then he does the weekday Moments of Assurance program every weekday afternoon at noon. Mark's been here longer than I have as well, so he's probably going on 30 years.
Just a cheerful spirit, always chuckling when you see him. He's always smiling.
He's just—he's the kind of guy that you want when you really need someone to just walk along with you. That's what Pastor Mark is perfect at. He's just one of those comforting pastors.
And then moving later in the afternoon, Craig D'Onofrio.
Craig D'Onofrio's been here a couple years. Craig D'Onofrio does... Reformation Rush Hour, God Whispers. Craig does all kinds of things behind the scenes as well.
Yeah.
So I see both of us are thinking, okay, we don't want to leave anybody out.
Sure. And we talked a little bit earlier, you mentioned Buzz, Director of Operations. Mm-hmm. I think we've worked around the room. I'm working around all the cubicles.
Yeah, that's what I do. I work around the cubicles. And there's also Victoria, who's our intern right now. We've had lots of great interns at KFUO, so she's the one that's... comes to mind right now because she's the one that's here.
And she does a great job. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when we start off the morning and we start off with praying the Lord's Prayer, you know, the Ten Commandments, the Creed, and the Lord's Prayer, she produced one of those. And the one that we played today, and did a fine job with it. She's done a great job of learning production here.
Yeah, really, we've got her learning just about everything. We're trying to get her to take your job eventually, and then mine maybe. She's young. I hope she doesn't do it anytime soon.
Well, we do have a great team assembled here at Worldwide KFUO, and very grateful for that team and your leadership, and getting to be a part of that leadership team now myself as well. Mm-hmm. What are your hopes for the future of Worldwide KFUO?
You know, my hopes is, of course, that KFUO will continue to grow. Mm-hmm. And we do need support from listeners for that to happen. Technology is changing so much day to day, just about. My hopes is that we continue to embrace the technology and reach the world with the Word of God, or continue to reach the world. We've been doing a pretty good job at that. We've embraced most of the technology as comes along, and we've been some of the leading. I mean, you figure in 1924 when KFUO signed on the radio for the very first time. You know, we're like the world's oldest. Well, it's kind of a debate: are we the world or are we the country? I think we're really the world's oldest continually operating Christian radio station. Those founders embraced the technology of that day. When the internet streaming came along, we started doing that, and right away, one of the first radio stations to stream worldwide. We were definitely the first in the St. Louis area to do live streaming. When podcast came along, this is kind of a funny story. I learned about podcasting one day and started researching what it was about and how did this thing work called podcasting, and it's where it automatically downloads, and you know, it's, you're thinking like, wow, how's that working? It's really simple when you get into it how it works. So I started tinkering around and learning how to do podcasting, and within like 3 weeks or so after I learned about it, I walked into Paul Clayton's office, and he was doing the website back then. He goes, you know, I heard of something brand new today. It's called podcasting. I said, Paul, I heard about it a couple of weeks ago, and I know how to do it. So we started podcasting very early on when there was probably only 250 podcasts out there. Now there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of podcasts.
Everybody podcasts.
You know, it was kind of an underground thing back when we first started doing it. There was just a lot of people doing it from their garages and offices at home. And there is the iTunes wasn't even having those podcast lists. You'd have to go to places. Sure. I think I shared some of the names like Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle.
Yeah.
And there was another one. Those were just kind of databases of all the podcasts. And again, there wasn't that many. So that helped people find the podcasts that were out there at the time.
Now, if think of a topic, there's a podcast about it somewhere.
Right. Yeah. And you know, when podcasting first came out, this happens a lot on the internet. Not all of them were wholesome. So what happened is because there was no FC regulation, people were just doing the nastiest things they could do. So it was really a breath of fresh air for KFUO to embrace that and start bringing that Christian programming into that genre of that format, that type of delivery.
Sure.
Now, I don't know how fast it took off, but now I think we probably have more people downloading programs and listening than they do listening to the live stream.
One thing, there are a couple of things that I think are unique about Worldwide KFUO. I'd be curious to hear what you have to say about what you think makes KFUO unique. You mentioned embracing the technology. And I think that certainly KFUO embraces the technology and is working toward adopting new technology when it becomes available. But because we stay so connected to our listeners are kind of like one big family in a sense, that we stay so connected that when our listeners adopt a technology, and maybe they're not ready to go onto that newest technology, we don't cut them off and drop that technology.
No.
We're still broadcasting on AM. You know, we've been broadcasting on AM for 90 years. We still embrace our AM audience.
Right.
We have our online streaming. And have a great audience there as well. Now around the world, adding podcast as well. Who knows what the next technology, the next platform will be? But we'll, as we embrace that, we don't cut off our listeners in the previous platform. We hold on to those listeners as well, and I think that's unique. Some, if you're always about embracing the new technology, sometimes there's a temptation to just drop the old technology that's been around.
Right.
We still embrace that old technology as well to keep that audience that uses that technology as well.
Well, you know, as tech, it's all, to me, it's all the same thing. It's communication. It's spreading in KFUO and in the world of KFUO. It's spreading the word of God by any means you can. And, you know, the AM signal is, just as important as the newest thing that we do. We have, you know, thousands of listeners listening in the St. Louis area on the AM. But because we are called and we are part of a international church body, it's also important to reach out to not just the local community, but the entire world at large. We're actually called to do that, you know, go out and preach the gospel to all nations. And that's what we do by embracing the new technologies. But you're right. We're not going to give up something that's worked for us for 90 years just because there's something newer and maybe better sounding than the AM signal that as more computer devices and electronic devices come out in the world, the static gets a little bit louder on the AM signal. Now, I could go into technical stuff. The FCC is working on some things that may change the AM signal, and they may actually eliminate an AM signal and go completely digital, but we'll still be there on terrestrial radio.
Sure. That's something that that we don't necessarily have control over, but but when that changes, when those changes come about, we need to be prepared for them. Just like it's been a while now since HD radio came about and AM HD. We were one of the first, if not the first.
We were the first in this area. I think we were probably on AM. We were one of the first of probably five, a handful of stations, AM stations that embraced HD. And HD basically stands for high definition, and without getting too technical, the current HD is not really digital. And what the FCC is thinking about doing is like they did with the TV station several years ago, where, you know, by this deadline, you have to have all digital receivers. So there's some talk about that. It may not come about. They're in early stages. There's people going through what's called revitalization of the AM band. There's some thought that the old TV signals, which was part of the FM frequency, just extended. You could extend the FM frequency and give the AM stations all those extra frequencies and eliminate the AM because of the static and the interference problem. At this time, though, what we need to think about, Andy, is whether it goes purely digital, whether we get an extended FM band, we will be 24 hours. We're one of the older stations that came on. There's several of them in each big city where you have, we have the sign off at sunset and start at sunrise. We can't do a 24-hour broadcast on this frequency. That's just one of the natures of the FCC. There's, I think, two others in St. Louis that are daytime. They call them daytimers, too.
Yeah, and with those, like you said, we start when the sun comes up. We end our broadcast day when the sun goes down.
5:30 in December. That's not a very long broadcast day.
But so the future may hold a 24-hour broadcast day on the signal here in St. Louis. Yeah,
and we do. Just to remind everybody, we are on 24 hours already on the internet.
Yeah, and so you can listen to sacred music. Well, it's fun to get to talk with you, Gary, and I know that we'll have more opportunities in the future.
Let's do this again.
Yeah.
And
keep our listeners updated.
Next time we do it, we'll open up the phone lines for listeners to call in with ideas and suggestions. I want to take a quick second. I don't know how much time we have here.
About 20 seconds or so.
About 20 seconds. I just want to thank everybody, all of our listeners. I want to thank all of our donors for supporting KFUO for so long. And, of course, I want to thank all the staff for embracing me in this new position.
Well, looking forward to our time together serving the Lord here and all the faithful listeners we have at Worldwide KFUO. We have some of the best listeners and supporters at Worldwide KFUO. Gary, thanks so much for being my guest this morning. Gary Duncan, Executive Director of Worldwide KFUO. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study with Pastor Miller this morning, Herbert Miller from Iowa this morning. He's at St. Peter in Westgate and Grace in Fayette. You're listening to his time on Worldwide KFUO.